Hare Krishna. So, the most important thing in chanting japa is to remain focused. Just like now in Mangalartik, we just repeated that one should be attentive. So I was chanting one tune for the Panchatattva mantra and everybody else was chanting another one. And I was chanting the one that Prabhupada chanted. Nowadays in ISKCON, it's more popular to do the Gaudiya Math version. But anyway, but I wanted to say that because the quality of our japa depends on the quality of our kirtan and vice versa. Sometimes we get very enthusiastic in kirtan, but not so enthusiastic in japa. So they both have to be on the same level. And therefore, even in kirtan, one has to be very careful to hear how the kirtan is going. Otherwise, we have a tendency to put our body on automatic pilot, and then the mind can do what it wants. Like we're thinking, now for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, I'll be sitting here, and my mouth will be saying Hare Krishna, so my mind, what will I think about? No. Let me see, today's activities. So we have to be very careful. Srila Prabhupada, when he chanted the Panchatattva mantra, he was very careful to pronounce the name of each member very clearly. And we have the tendency to run it all together. So also when we're chanting japa, sometimes we have the tendency to run everything together. Just kind of the words coming out and in a very unsystematic way. So our acharyas say that the succession of how things happen is the nama-rupa guna-lila. So Srila Prabhupada always emphasized, just hear. One time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what should I think of? What should I think of in the mind when I'm chanting? And Prabhupada said, there is no question of mind. Otherwise, you just pronounce and you hear. Then Krishna will reveal himself, first in the form of his name. You'll feel the sweetness of the name. And then the form, just like Narada Muni, he saw the form of the Lord within his heart, and then the Lord appeared before him. And then the guna and the lila. The point Srila Prabhupada was making, you don't have to focus on these things, particularly, mechanically. They will happen by Krishna's arrangement when we're attentive to his holy name. So this is, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, being attentive to the holy name is the most important thing because it will avoid all the other things. Just like we repeat these 10 offenses every morning, but sometimes we just repeat them and then business as usual. So we have to repeat them and meditate on them and be very vigilant throughout the day. And to not commit them. Hare Krishna. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai.